In studio with me, I have Laurie Lake from the Children's Institute in Cape Town. Last time we had Laurie Lake on the RX Radio, she was giving us an overview of the children in advocacy briefs while focusing on how COVID has impacted children's lives in many areas. Today, she'll be talking to us about the impact that COVID has on children's nutrition. Welcome, Laurie. So, how are you on this beautiful day?
I'm excited and delighted to be here at Red Cross and particularly to be with you on RX Radio.
How has COVID and the lockdown impacted children with regards to nutrition?
So when we entered hard lockdown, what we saw at that time was a rise in food prices. Many people lost their jobs and many households ran out of money for food. We've been really concerned about how this rise in child hunger is starting to affect their nutrition and their health and development. So we know that when households struggle to put food on the table, that what we saw in lockdown and throughout last year were the ways in which families tried to protect their children from hunger. So more adults went hungry than children last year. But even by April this year, 2021, 1 in 7 households were reporting that a child went hungry in the week before the survey. And this is really, really worrying. Also, as part of protecting children from hunger or trying to make a small amount of money stretch further, that families change the kind of things that they buy. So they can't afford the more nutritious food that children need to really grow and thrive. So many families were starting to just buy starch and more starch. So there were other children who may not have been hungry, but who are not getting optimum nutrition. And we know that micronutrient deficiencies, so not having enough minerals and vitamins in your diet, can also affect your learning and development. So one of the things that we're asking for in the advocacy briefs is for government, and in particular health providers, to really be looking out for children who may be at risk of malnutrition as soon as possible, rather than letting the problem get worse and worse.
What are the long-term effects that this could have for children?
So I think we've talked a little bit already about that. So there's the immediate feeling of hunger, which can be distressing. We know that when there's food insecurity, when a family is struggling to put food on the table, it also creates a lot of tension and conflict in the family. So there's a link between high levels of food insecurity and maybe violence in the home. But we also know that children who don't get an optimal, healthy diet are more likely to struggle with learning and education, which is a long-term effect. And we also know that if children are eating only very unhealthy foods, there's a risk of them becoming overweight and obese later in life. So we're concerned that maybe later on we're going to have a growing problem with non-communicable diseases, things like diabetes and heart disease. So it's a very serious concern, and because we've been so focused on adults getting sick with COVID, we haven't really paid enough attention to what's happening for children.
What are the solutions for this problem of nutrition, and how can we better support children moving forward?
So there are a number of different programs that government has put in place, or that were in place even before COVID, that are meant to help children grow and thrive. The first is our support for breastfeeding. So breastfeeding gives children the best possible start in life. Then there are a lot of guidelines on how to feed children optimally, infants and young children. And when children, young children come to the clinic, we weigh those children to see, are they growing? And if there's a problem, we will give them additional food support, nutrition support. So that's the first step. The second step is that we have something called the ECD subsidy. So government gives a small amount of money, 15 rand a day per child, to each ECD program that is registered. 40% of that money, so 6 rand, is allocated towards food, so that children who are attending an ECD centre can get a nutritious meal. So that's a second intervention. A third intervention is your National School Nutrition Program, which feeds over 9 million children. And then most important of all is the Child Support Grant, which at the moment is valued at 460 rand a month or 15 rand a day. And that is a critical source of support for over 12 million children in our country. And it enables families to put some food on the table. But what we were really worried about in COVID is ECD programs closed, schools closed, the National School Nutrition Program closed, a lot of health facilities were closed or people were scared to come. And we also saw food prices increase during COVID. So now for the first time ever, the Child Support Grant is not keeping up with inflation. So what government could do or should do is increase the value of the CSG and make sure that ECD programs and schools are providing children with a daily meal. And then hopefully government should also be looking at subsidizing the costs of a healthy basket of food so that families can afford to buy food that is healthy for their children.
Is there anything else you'd like to share?
I'd just like to encourage everyone at listening to RX Radio to talk about nutrition and healthy eating, and to encourage especially younger brothers and sisters just to make sure that they are going for growth monitoring. If anybody is worried about nutrition, to reach out to your healthcare worker so that they can help put support in place.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate you coming in today for this interview.
It's a pleasure.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio Rock.